Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Diaries of a Homosexual. I'm your host, Christian Sigurdsson, and this week, we are going to dive into red flags. Because this is something that I have had personal experience with, definitely a lot more than I would have hoped at my age. Did I ignore a lot of them? Yeah, and I'm sure that you have too. This doesn't just apply to relationships, although that's mainly what I'm going to be talking about, but friendships, business relationships. If you're going in for a job interview, there are red flags that companies have. What are those? I don't know quite yet. Maybe actually, if you go in for a job interview and the person's like, "We're like a family here," that's a red flag. Run. Because that could mean they are going to expect you to like do little favors for free or like come in for an extra hour, something like that. Like that is a red flag. Run. Work should not be like family. Let us start off with defining what is a red flag. After hard research, according to some really smart doctor, red flags are signs that a person probably can't have a healthy relationship and proceeding down the road together would be emotionally dangerous. If you are getting signs that a person may not be ready for a relationship, may not be for you, might have their own issues. If you go into a relationship with them, it's not going to work out. But there were signs early on, these like red flags that popped up that you might have just ignored. And you have to see those red flags, be like, oh, this isn't something that I should really get out of because I don't want to be a part of this. And you run for the hills. I find that a lot of the time we ignore red flags because after our first impression with somebody, if that's good, then we almost just ignore all of the little signs that, okay, maybe this person is not for me. Maybe I shouldn't be entering a relationship, a friendship with this person. If you really, really like someone in the first like hour of meeting them, you're probably just going to assume like, oh, I love them. And I've definitely fallen into that trap before where I'll meet someone and I'm like, oh my God, I literally love this person so much. Like, I want to be their friend forever. And then a month later, I'm like, oh my God, I don't want to see this person again. They either annoy me, they are not actually a good person, but I've cultivated this relationship with them. It could be a friendship. And now I want out because they have shown their true colors. Okay. There have been red flags. I do not want this person in my life. But because the initial impression of them I got was, oh, I like them. Oh, they're good. I ignore a lot of the red flags and then I get screwed over so bad. One thing I want to talk about today, and hopefully you can learn from my past mistakes, I'm going to be diving into my last relationship. Okay. With this guy. We're going to call him Craig. So Craig and I dated for like, God, I think 3 or 4 months, probably 3. It was not that long. We talked a little bit before that, but holy, did I ever ignore red flags like so bad. Like I ignored so many. I probably stayed longer than I should have. Was it only 3 months? Yes. Should I have ran after like the first month? Absolutely. So I've written down all of the things that I can remember that were red flags that I should have noticed, okay? And if you currently have a partner and they have any of these, run, okay? It's not going to work out. He would get mad when I would try to help cook, okay? And like, fair, I am not a good cook. I have started multiple fires in the kitchen, but like, I can chop an onion, like I can cut some asparagus, you know what I mean? And so it would kind of frustrate me when I would be like, oh, let me help you cook, like let's go make something. And he would actually get like mad when I would try to help. Like I went to go stir the macaroni, the Kraft dinner, which I can make freaking Kraft dinner, okay? And he was like, no, like don't touch it, like I'm gonna touch it, blah, blah, blah. And like he'd actually get so angry and triggered when I would try to like help make the food that like we were going to eat. Seriously angry. I just kind of took it as, okay, like it's just like a weird quirk he has, like has to do his own thing. He also would not want me to get him water because he was scared that I would like poison it or something. Like, he has to get his own water. Fine, you can get me water while you're at it, okay? But like, that was just kind of something strange that I was like, oh well, like, I wouldn't poison your water, like, what the fuck. There was another time when we were hanging out with his friend who was also gay, and he came over. I guess we got along too well, and so after this friend left, he was like, oh, do you like him more than me? And I was like, no, like, oh no, I don't. And like, I was being honest, I didn't at all. But he like was convinced that I liked this guy, his friend. After that, I never saw this guy again. His friend, like, I would talk about him and be like, oh, like, how's Jerry doing? And he'd be like, oh yeah, he's good. Never saw him again. That was a red flag to me, because I feel like I should be meeting your friends. I never met this guy's friends. Conveniently, they'd be like, oh yeah, my friends are here, like, maybe you can meet them. I'd show up and they left. They weren't there. They're like, oh, you just missed them. And I never really thought too much about it. But thinking back on it, that was a red flag, because all my friends who have significant others, they all like go out together with like their friends as a group occasionally. But it's almost isolating, because this person wanted me entirely to themselves. They didn't like even being around my friends. I tried to introduce them to some of my friends. First of all, my friends didn't like him. And second of all, he didn't want to hang around my friends anymore because he wanted time alone. And I was like, bitch, that's all we fucking have ever. Like, it's so depressing. Like, I don't want to just sit in your room and watch a movie for the 10,000th time. Like, that's not fun. It's frustrating. And so that was another sign that I just ignored. I was like, okay, you know, he's an introvert. No, that was an unfair power dynamic. This man hated that I had other friends and I had like family. And he would get mad that like, oh, I'm not we're not spending enough time together. And I was like, sir, we are together all weekend. I literally am like struggling to do my homework and study because you don't like when I'm not around you. And like, we lived really far away and this guy could not drive, okay? And so when you are in a relationship and like, it's fine if one person can't drive, one person's doing all the driving. It was frustrating when I was expected to drive and all we would really do was go around and drive around. And like, that is gas money. I'm sorry. Like, I'm very proud. I'm not going to ask for gas money, but like, he didn't even offer. And I was like, well, what the fuck? Like, what am I getting out of this? You know what I mean? And so I would drive 40 minutes to his house on Friday. I'd stay the whole weekend and then drive back on Sunday. Wouldn't see my friends, wouldn't really see my family because I'm busy during the week. So I would spend all my free time with this guy and I would miss my friends, but I would get in trouble from my boyfriend when I wasn't with him on the weekend. You shouldn't feel isolated in a relationship. You shouldn't feel like you have to spend time with them. It's nice when you do, but it should add to your life. You shouldn't feel stressed when like, I don't want to go out this weekend with my friends because I don't want my boyfriend to be mad. Like, no. If he is mad, then dump him. I am sorry. But you have the right to see your friends and take a week off from seeing him. You know, if you don't respond to him for a day, okay, that's fine. Like, maybe I'm just not on my phone. I'm so busy. I'm like always on my phone, but sometimes I just don't want to respond. And that's fine if you're like that. I remember one night we were watching a movie. He started like talking about his exes and somehow it just came up that like, he was like, yeah, you know, my hottest guy that I've ever been with was probably this guy named Luna. Okay. And he's like, oh yeah, Luna was definitely the hottest guy. And I was like, oh, like that's nice. And I saw a picture of it and I was like, damn, okay. Like, I feel like I look looky better, but whatever. And not that I was expecting my boyfriend to think that I was the hottest person he's ever been with, but like, don't say it to my face. You know what I mean? It's like, that's so degrading. I was already very insecure. I already felt isolated. I was spending all my time with you. I really liked him at the time. Here I am being told that like, his ex is hotter than me. And I was like, what the fuck? His ex literally dumped him, okay? This was a while ago. This man had been dumped a few times, and now I see why. I wish him all the best, but the red flags were just so big and red that I should have run for the hills, but I feel like I was just so excited to finally be in a relationship that I just ignored all the red flags. And I really should have known that it wasn't a healthy relationship. It wasn't something that I should have been participating in, because I did lose a lot of friendships and I started, you know, not being able to spend as much time with my family because I was just scared that I was going to lose this relationship and I wanted it to work so, so bad, but it just wasn't going to work. It was never going to work. He wasn't for me, and that's okay. Eventually, I ended the relationship. I was literally okay. We're at his mom's house and we like got into a fight over something stupid. And he was like, yeah, you know what? Maybe we should break up. I was like, maybe we should actually. And he was like, what? And I was like, yeah, you know what? Like, I think maybe this would be good. I think we should break up. He was like, oh, like, okay. And then we like drove back to the city. I was like dropping him off at his dad's house, and I was going to go home. I wasn't going to fucking stay there. That would have been so awkward. So we're in the car. It's like, fine. I thought it was like a very amicable breakup. Very good. I drop him off. I go home. The next day, I get multiple FaceTimes, like probably 27. I was at my friend's house and this man is FaceTiming me like over 27 times. I'm getting texts. He's like, oh, why are you ignoring me? Like, please, like, let's get back together. So I like FaceTime him and he's like bawling his eyes out. Like, please, like, let's get back together. Like, we can do this. And I was like, I don't know. He was like, let's just take a break. And I was like, okay, fine. I need 2 weeks, no contact. And he's like, okay, I can do that. The next fucking day, this guy texts back and he is like, oh, it's so hard not being able to talk to you. Like, I miss you so much. If people cannot respect your boundaries, the boundaries that you both set, that is not okay. That is like one of the biggest red flags, because you are entitled to your own time, your own space. And if they cannot respect boundaries that they set with you, in agreement with you, that's absolutely disrespectful. And, you know, I also kind of ignored this. I was fine. And, you know, I said, okay, like, we can get back together, even though I had no intention. I didn't want to do it at this point. But we got back together. Never saw him again. Okay, I want to make this clear, but like, we were kind of texting and I was like forcing myself to text him. Eventually, I FaceTimed him. I'm like, hey, I can't do this. I am so done. And I blocked him on everything. And that's one of the biggest things. If you break up with someone, you need to block them on absolutely everything. Cut contact. It doesn't necessarily have to be forever, but initially, that's what you need to do. And I'm sorry, anyone who's like, oh no, like, you don't have to block them. That's so mean. No, it's not. You broke up with them. You broke up with them for a reason. You shouldn't really be friends with your ex at first, maybe in the future. But like, as of right now, don't be friends with your ex if you just broke up with them. Overall, I definitely learned a lot from that relationship. One of the biggest things was I was a people pleaser and I needed to not be a people pleaser. I always found myself going to school, signing up for everything, all the clubs. I, you know, would always do everything to please my family and my friends, and I hated saying no. I would drop everything if someone asked me to do something. And that really showed in this relationship with my ex, because he would call and I would run. He'd say jump, I'd say how high. I definitely feel like I was being nice, and I feel like I still am like a nice person. But now I say no. If I don't want to do something, if I think it's stupid, I'm going to say it. If I don't like someone, I'm not going to be around them. If I don't want to be in a relationship, I'm not going to be in a relationship. You know what I mean? I also feel like I got a lot more independence, because now I can do things on my own. I can like go up to a cash register and like pay for my own thing. I used to get so scared going and paying for things. I don't know why, but like just a social interaction and talking with someone, it was so scary. What people need to realize is sometimes it's okay to be selfish. If you are fully living for everybody else all of the time, first of all, it's so exhausting. Second of all, what kind of life is that? Don't you want your life to be good? Like, obviously you want to make other people's lives better, but it shouldn't come at the total expense of your own happiness and your own life. And so, of course, you can still help people and you can still be there for your friends and be there for, you know, your partner in a relationship, be there for your boss at your job, but it shouldn't be the priority because you are the priority. And if you are not putting yourself as your own priority, you're not going to be happy. And your own happiness is so important, even for helping others. Because if you're not happy, you probably can't help other people as well because you're just depressed yourself. I think when I realized the gay community was so close-knit was after I broke up with my boyfriend. I started getting DMs from all these guys being like, can I have your snap? Can I have your snap? And one of the most memorable ones was this guy. And he was like, hey, now that you're not in a relationship, can I have your snap? I was like, how do you know that I'm not in a relationship? That's a little scary. I didn't post about my boyfriend. He didn't post about me, like nothing. Like I don't know how these men like figured out that I was just like single and not even ready to mingle. To be a part of a healthy relationship, you have to be ready for a relationship. And I think that there's a difference between wanting a relationship and being ready for a relationship. And although there are times where I'm like, oh, like I really do want a relationship, I kind of realize that I don't think I am ready for one right now because I'm still focusing on myself and bettering myself and creating the life that I want for myself. And I don't want to bring anyone in right now because I want to focus all of my energy on my own things and on my friendships and, you know, making my life right now even better. And when it gets to a point where I am pretty happy with where I'm at, then yeah, I can bring someone in. But like, I'm moving in like 4 months. So why would I want to start a relationship and just have my soul crushed when I move? Because I'm not doing long distance. And also, I feel like I kind of just enjoy being single right now. Like, it's kind of nice. And like, yeah, sometimes like I will talk to like people and I do have like friends, but I'm just not fully ready for a relationship right now. And that's okay. Sometimes there are going to be days where you're like, oh, like I really want a relationship. Like Nick and Charlie, like I need that. But that will be your reality. Maybe just not right now. Maybe you just need to wait a little while before you get that. But I promise you, your Nick and Charlie fantasy is going to happen. Now, I asked you for some red flags and you really delivered. Snapchat filters on dating profiles, okay? This is a little controversial, although there is definitely a right answer to this. You should not use Snapchat filters in your dating profile. I am sorry, but like, at least for me, if I saw that, I am swiping left really fast. It's fine if you like send Snapchat filters on Snapchat, but outside of that, why are you doing that? It's totally fine if you send Snapchat filters on Snapchat and it's like kind of a joke or like if it's like satire kind of thing, but if you're seriously like taking a photo and like a Snapchat filter and you're putting that like on your dating profile, absolutely not. Someone said sapiosexuals, and this is when people say that they are attracted to intelligence. And although I do think that this is a very real thing, I think it gets used a lot more than it should, almost like a lot of things nowadays, like where it's like, oh, I have OCD, or like, oh my God, like I have such bad anxiety. The amount of people using those words now, everyone uses them. And so it almost like diminishes the meaning. And for people who actually have like crippling anxiety and like OCD that like affects their life, they don't get taken as seriously because everyone who likes to color code their closet is just considered OCD. You know what I mean? So the sapiosexual is like when you put in a dating profile, like I'm hot, I'm intelligent, I'm cute, I'm smart, I'm funny, good looking, looking for the same, then it's like, I'm sorry, but that's a red flag. Trust me, I love self-love, okay? I literally have a poster of myself in my room. I have my own merchandise. Like, I have a pillow with my face on it. I am very much all about self-love. But when you put it on a dating profile and, like, it's not satire, like, I have to stress, like, sometimes I will do things that are, like, considered cringy, but it's not cringy because I'm not actually serious about it. That's okay. But when you're seriously being like, I'm cute, I'm smart, looking for the same, I'm sorry, but like, no. If you're saying those things, I feel like you just aren't actually, if that makes sense. Like, if you're like, oh, good looking and smart, it's like, are you really? Because a lot of people who are attracted to intelligence wouldn't be advertising it, if that makes sense. Like, they wouldn't be going around being like, oh, I'm so attracted to people's intelligence and their personality over their looks. They would just date people who are smart. Ooh, this is a big one. And I've shared before, like, when guys have done this, but when people are like having a pity party for themselves and they're like, oh, like, I'm not attractive. Like, do you think I'm cute? Or like, oh, no one ever responds to me, I'm so lonely. Like, I don't know. When people are like, if you're not interested, say so. No, no one owes you any response, to be honest. If you hit someone up and they don't respond, they don't owe you a response. You have to take no response as a response. It hurts sometimes when you get screened or just left undelivered. Or, you know, maybe they respond with something a little nasty and like, that's not nice. Don't respond with something rude. But if they don't respond, just be like, okay, whatever, I'll move on. It's gonna hurt. You're gonna get over it. But like, they don't owe you a response. And also, I think it's so frustrating, especially for me, when people almost put themselves down. Because when you are hitting someone up or you are creating your dating profile, it's like your resume. You don't want to walk into a job interview and be like, everyone always says, like, I'm such a bad worker and like, I really wish I could just get hired, but I'm such a bad employee. I wouldn't hire someone who said that. So if someone's coming up to me and they're like, no one really likes me and like, I am kind of just like lazy and like, I don't do much. Why would I want to be around you? Like, I'm sorry, but like, you have to portray yourself as confident, even if you're not. I think it's so bad when people are like, oh, I just am this way. Your personality is not necessarily who you are, if that makes sense. I've kind of realized that when people are like, oh, just be yourself, it's like, no, I'm not going to be myself. I'm going to be the best version of myself. You can mold and shape your personality. If you are kind of an asshole, you can work on being less of an asshole. If you aren't as confident, you can work on that. You can't just say, oh, like, I'm an introvert. I don't like talking to people. I am not confident. You can change those things about yourself. And so people are like, oh, just be yourself. And you take that as, oh, like, I'll just be like a little shy and like not really talk, but like try and be nice. Don't do that. One of the biggest things for me is I will look in the mirror and you have to see the person in the mirror, not as yourself, but almost as your friend, and treat your mirrored image as your friend. Just look at yourself and say thank you. Compliment your friend. Just an honest to God compliment. If you like your eyes, look at your eyes and be like, you have fucking amazing eyes. If you really like your nose or even just like your hair, or maybe your hands look really nice, I don't know, be like, you have amazing hands, you have amazing hair. And little things like that will make you so much more confident, because then sometimes if you're in public and you're like, oh, people are looking at me, you just go back to that thing like, oh, they're looking at my eyes. And if you almost have that self script while you're in public, I know for me that helps so much. Because I would rather go around believing that everyone's obsessed with me rather than people are looking at me because they think I'm ugly. They might, but I am thinking that they're obsessed with me and that really boosts my confidence. Although I am confident, everyone could literally look at me and be like, oh, he should not be that confident. He is not that attractive. But I would not give a fuck because in my head, I'm the hottest fucking person alive, okay? And you need to be the hottest person alive in your head too. Find yourself attractive because you are. Find your personality contagious. You have to believe that other people would love to be around you because you want to be around you. I would love to be my own best friend. If I could date myself, I would do it in a heartbeat. You know what I mean? And so if there are things that you don't like about yourself, you can change it. It won't necessarily be right away, but you can work on things slowly. I used to hate the way I wrote. It was really messy. I wrote down an alphabet of how I wanted to write, and then I slowly started writing like that, and I would write really slow at first. But now it's at the point where I can write super quick, and my writing is really nice because I took the time to change that, to the point where now one of my teachers was like, oh, Krishay, you have girl writing. And I'm like, that's a little sexist, but I'll take it. I guess that means it's nice. Don't feel like you're stuck being who you are, because who you are changes as you grow, as you force yourself to change. You can literally be whoever you want to be. It literally does not matter. When people are unmotivated, this personally actually does bug me, because I find that I myself am a very motivated person. And so if someone is not as motivated as me, it bugs me. They don't have to want to be a multimillionaire. They don't have to, you know, strive for the same things that I am striving for. If you want to be a plumber, I'm down with that. That's an amazing career. If you want to be a musician, I fully support you, but you need to be motivated. If you are super passionate about construction, I literally don't care. I'm all about the person. But like, if you're taking a job, maybe like a desk job, because, oh, it's like good pay and like it's kind of easy and like I didn't really want to work as hard to like do what I actually really am like dreaming of doing, then I don't want to be around that. I want to be with someone and surround myself with people who are as motivated as me. When you love music and you strive to be a musician and you are working all the time at like achieving that goal, I love being around people like that because it motivates me. And so when I have friends that are motivated and they're getting stuff done, you know, they're working towards their goals, their dreams, those are the kind of people that I want to surround myself with, because I truly believe that you are the sum of the people around you. If you surround yourself with like druggies and people who are just not really trying in life, they're almost floating, you know, taking it day by day, whatever comes along that day, they'll kind of do. You're not really going to be much better most of the time. But if you surround yourself with motivated people and people who are achieving things, then you are also likely going to be doing that, because maybe you're going to be networking, or maybe they're going to drag you into stuff and be like, you're going to do this with me. It can actually change your life when you surround yourself with good people and people that you would want to be. Another big thing too that I've kind of found is don't take advice from somebody who you wouldn't want to be. If you're going to a friend to ask for relationship advice, don't go to them if they're currently in like a toxic relationship, because they're probably not going to give you the right advice that you're looking for. If you are looking for career advice and you go to someone who you would never want their career and you don't like where they're at in life, why are you asking them for career advice? You need to ask advice and listen to people who are where you want to be and who act the way you want to act and have achieved the things that you're also achieving or wanting to achieve. Take steps towards things like that and it will benefit you so much. I stopped listening to people who I didn't really care about, aren't where I would want to be, don't have this. I have certain people for different things, you know what I mean? If I need relationship advice, I have certain people that I will go to for that. If I need career or business advice, there's people I go to that. I wouldn't necessarily go to the business people about my relationship, not at all. And I wouldn't go to the relationship people about my business, because the advice would just not be as good. Wouldn't you rather pay a doctor to do your surgery rather than pay a photographer to do your surgery? Same thing. Sexualizing every conversation is the most annoying thing ever. Sometimes, like, that's what she said. can be kind of funny, but if you're doing it to every single thing I say, and like if I am talking about the weather or I'm talking to you about something and like there is no context, don't just sexualize it, because that is also a red flag that I just hate. It makes me so angry when you're just talking and people are just making everything you say sexual. It's like, where is that coming from? That's so stupid and childish and low level. I don't want to be around you if you're sexualizing everything I say. Another pretty popular answer that a lot of you guys did bring up was when they're closeted. And although I think it can be a red flag, it's also like somewhat understandable in certain cases. I totally get if, you know, someone is unable to come out, but they still want to have a relationship, because everyone deserves to be happy. And if they feel that they are ready to be in a relationship, then that is fine. I think it can be a red flag when it's almost like they're in the closet and it's kind of like, oh, mask for mask. Like, I'm only into like masculine men. Then like, fair. That could be a red flag. Everyone has their preferences, but sometimes it's like a little bit of internalized homophobia. But when guys are like, I would like to have a relationship with you, but I'm not out yet, so like we can't really do very much. If you are okay with that, then that's okay. But it's totally fine if you aren't. It's understandable if you aren't okay with, you know, not really meeting their parents. Maybe they're really scared to go out in public certain places. It's hard to feel like you have to hide your relationship, and it's hard to not tell everyone that, you know, you're in a relationship, and sometimes they may not want you to tell people like who you're dating. It can be very hard, and you honestly just have to decide if that is for you. If eventually they do want to come out and it's just for a little bit, maybe they're not ready yet, don't pressure them. They will do it on their own time. But if they are ready to come out, then just be there for them. Just make sure that you are not outing anybody, because if you out someone, I'm sorry, but like, you're a horrible person. You do not know what circumstances somebody is in, and to out someone without their consent, like, you could be changing someone's life. If their parents are not accepting, they could like throw this person out of the house. That would be your fault. If people are going to start bullying this person horribly, that would be your fault. And although you may not necessarily mean it, it could just slip out. You have to make a conscious effort not to out people, because it's not okay. I think it can be a red flag in a relationship when they are in the closet, but it's more when it's like mask for mask kind of thing, and like they internalize homophobia rather than they're just in the closet not ready to come out because maybe it's not safe. Gay guys are honestly categorized into very specific categories. Like, there's the masculine, like jock kind of gay guys, there's the artsy ones, there's the musical ones, you know, whatever, there's the theater gays. That shouldn't define you. If people, you know, if you are really into musical theater, you can also be really into, you know, playing football. I hate so much when your sexuality almost defines you, because it shouldn't. People shouldn't label you as like a masculine gay or like an artsy gay, and like they're considered more feminine. You can be whoever you want. You can change. You are not stuck being who you are right now. You're going to change. And so don't let what other people think to dictate what you are and who you do. I feel like I just blacked out for like 45 minutes there. Hopefully you found that helpful. Also, I do want to say that I am currently working on a Discord server. I know basically nothing about Discord, but a few people have reached out saying that this is something that they would be interested in. So if you are, please, please, please let me know. I think it would be a really great way to kind of connect with you, and we can all just like talk about stuff. And, you know, if you have any ideas for that, please DM me at Diaries of a Homosexual. Go follow at Diaries of a Homosexual on Instagram, on TikTok. Please, 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 if you're on Apple, if you're on Spotify listening to this, rate the podcast 5 stars. If you're on Spotify, really does not waste any of your time. Just click the 5 stars and it's done. And I will love you forever. On Apple Podcasts, you got to put in a little work, but it's not going to take much time and you're still going to do it. You just scroll down to the bottom and you press 5 stars. If you do that, I will love you forever. If not, I still love you, maybe not forever. I really, really do hope you found this helpful and beneficial, and maybe you could relate, maybe you, hopefully you could not. But yeah, thank you so much. I love you. Bye, homos. You know, man.